Multi-award-winning Fringe performer Matt Tarrant is back with more mind-blowing mentalism and magic this Fringe. He joins me now. Oh, along with his beautiful dog, Kimber, as well, little Whippet. Hey there, how's it going?
Good, thanks. How are you? I don't know if Kimber's going to answer, but I'll probably hold most of his questions, I think, for now.
Hey, I hear that you weren't going to do a show this year.
Look, it's always one of these things. I always have the chat with my wife and say, hey, look, can we do another year? Can we do another 29 shows? It's a lot. And then eventually I got talked into it, so I decided to do it. So it's one of these things, but it's been a pleasure, and we're 4 shows in, and I'm loving every second so far.
It's called Happy.
It is.
Is that ironic, or are you truly happy?
It's a bit of both, I think. You know, definitely the show ends with a lot of happiness, and there's a lot of stories of happiness, but there's also, I guess, a lot of stories of the opposite of being happy, and we do sort of touch on that a little bit, but... for me, magic and being on stage is my happy place. Mm. And I think that kind of really comes out in the show as well.
Yeah. So tell us, what's the difference between mentalism and magic?
So mentalism is like kind of the mind magic. So mind reading, predictions, all of that sort of stuff. And magic is obviously the sort of more traditional stuff that you didn't realize is magic. So card tricks and that type of thing. I do a little bit of both. Mm. So for me, I like to kind of combine them both as well. So I do tricks that are mind reading, but... they look like magic, and I do tricks that look like magic but are actually mind reading.
Ah.
So I like to kind of combine the two, and that's sort of what I like to do up on stage.
And you must have some pretty good skills when it comes to... Poochie's upset.
The dog is very upset. He's really upset about the mind reading. He knows I can read his mind right now, and he knows there's not a lot going on in it.
Yeah, so like you'd have to be pretty... have a good sense of people's, I don't know, the way people react to things, the way that their facial movements and their body changes. Like, is that sort of part of your skill set?
I think so. Mm. And that's something that I've sort of developed over time, of getting better with responding to people's reactions and responses. So whether it be looking at their facial reaction, whether it be looking at their body reaction and language, and then working off of that, I guess. So it's something that I think I've got quite good at over the years, and definitely forms part of my show. Even if it's not part of the trick itself, I think you do have to understand and react to the way people are feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, they say that a magician never reveals his secrets. So how do you learn?
You learn from other magicians.
They do reveal?
They reveal, but only to other magicians. And that's the weird thing about it. So for such a quiet and secretive bunch, they're very talkative with other magicians, and they like to show off. So things like books and DVDs and that sort of thing, magicians will put those things out. And there's even magicians that don't perform, they literally just create. So it's a weird industry, but that's magic for you.
Oh, fantastic. And what do you think it is about your show that makes it so popular? Because you've won... the Fringe Award 2012, 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17, and Pick of the Fringe in 2019. Congratulations, that's awesome.
Yeah, 2018 was the only one I missed, so we don't talk about that year very often. but look, I can't tell you, but I guess the only thing I can think is that when I write a show, I write it for a show that I'd enjoy and a show that I'm going to enjoy doing. Mm. And I do feel like people that come to see my show, they realise that, and they realise that I'm having fun, and if I'm having fun... most of the time they're going to come along for that fun, exciting journey as well. I don't take myself too seriously. I like to kind of put my heart onto the stage, and I also am happy to admit when something goes wrong and have fun with it. And
yeah.
I think people like that. I think especially in Adelaide they like that. But I can't pinpoint the one thing of why it is, but I've just been really fortunate and really grateful for it to kind of work.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, we're very lucky to have you this year. So thank you so much for your time today, Matt. Really lovely to have a chat with you.
My absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.